Good morning, we're doing those minutes. Our parsha is Parshat Shelach Lecha. Tosfot in Baba Batra, and then the fractate Baba Batra quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Mekoshesh Leshem Shamayim Nitkavin. In our parsha, we will encounter a man who harvests or piles up sticks on Shabbat. And the Medrash says his intention was for the sake of heaven. Why was he doing it for the sake of heaven? Because he saw the Jewish people after the decree, Toda Rabba, after the decree that they would not enter the land of Israel, they had no hope, and so they were contemplating desecrating Shabbos. He said, I will do it publicly, I will get the death penalty, and then I will reinstate the awe that people should have of Shabbat, Toda Rabba. So the Mekoshesh intended for the sake of heaven, Toda Rabba. that service. That's okay. Thank you. So the Mekoshesh intended for the sake of heaven, and yet he gets a death penalty. So the question is, number one, how can you do transgression for the sake of heaven? I mean, you could, but right. So the Marsha has an interesting pshat. The Marsha says that when the Mekoshesh did his work, the Mekoshesh was, in fact, intending not to use those sticks. So that's a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. He had no use for that task. If you turn on a light, but you're not interested in it, you turn off a light, and you don't need the coal. So that's called melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. That is not biblically prohibited. It's rabbinically prohibited. But it's not biblically prohibited. In the days of Moshe, maybe it wasn't yet rabbinically prohibited. So the Mekoshesh is thinking, I'm gathering this wood. I have no use for it. I'm not using this wood. So technically what he did was not a biblical prohibition. So then how could the courts execute him? Well, the courts didn't know that. And he didn't make his defense claim. So he did an act which we don't go around saying, what a tzaddik. We don't go around saying, yeah, he gave up his life for good things. We do say his intention was positive. And it could be that we have a lot to owe him, because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu set up a guard duty to protect the Shabbat that Shabbat, because many people were contemplating whether they are going to continue keeping Shabbat, because, or at least Moshe was concerned that people were contemplating that, because after the decree that they have no future, so it was hard to hold on to the Shabbos. And this is very insightful to us. It tells us that in our observance, sometimes there are moments of weakness where a person feels like he doesn't know if he has a future. And at that moment, a person has to be careful not to give up on his Shabbos. And I would even suggest, on the contrary, that if at that moment he strengthens his hold on the Shabbos, then, as the saying goes, more than the Jewish people have kept the Shabbos, the Shabbat has kept the Jewish people.